here at the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League's annual meeting and expo in Austin, Texas. And I am here with Shannon Butler from Ideal Credit Union, Vice President of Innovation.
Yes.
I like that title.
Thanks.
Sky's the limit with Vice President of Innovation. You can do anything you want.
It is. It's a lot to live up to.
It is, but I think you're up to the task.
I hope so.
All right. So how's the conference going for you before we dive into our topic at hand?
It's going very well.
Yeah.
This morning's session was very insightful with Mylene, giving us some money and mindfulness connections.
Super interesting.
Yes.
Super interesting. Now, you were part of the Rockstar interviews.
That's correct.
And I didn't have a chance to see them, so I apologize. I was out here talking to folks. So what were these Rockstar interviews, and what was your participation in them?
So I had the privilege of being designated a Rockstar.
Congratulations.
Thank you for the last class. And three of my fellow Rockstars were invited to participate on the panel and just tell our stories of how we've worked at our credit unions and how we arrived at our Rockstar status.
Ah, okay. So how have you arrived at your Rockstar status?
Well, I've worked for my credit union for 19 years.
Oh, wow.
And I know thinking I'm too young, I look too young to have worked 19 years. And it's true. I started when I was 7. No, I'm kidding.
Eight.
Yes. But I started there part-time, and it was just a job at the time, and I worked through college, and then I planned to do something else, and I've stayed for 19 years because they've been very good to me.
Yeah.
And through that, I've held various positions in marketing and contact center management, and now VP of Digital Innovation. So it's been very exciting.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you looking for out there as far as VP of, is it Digital Innovation?
Digital
Innovation. Okay, I apologize. So what are you looking for out on the horizon as far as digital innovation goes for your credit union?
So right now we're currently in the middle of conversion.
Oh,
so last
okay.
fall we did a digital banking conversion and mobile app, and then now we're doing our core conversion.
Oh, wow.
So once we get out of that mode, we will be using our new pillars of technology to reach our members better, be more efficient with our staff, and give them the tools to innovate, because now we have the software to do so.
Now you're kind of setting the foundation for the future, right?
Yes.
So what plans do you, I mean, obviously probably AI is in the works, I assume. Something to do with blockchain, possibly.
Possibly. I know that's a concept that we struggle to get our arms around, but definitely the AI. And working in the contact center, I can see many uses of application for types of AI.
Indeed.
And pairing that with our digital banking experience and our branch experience. So there's lots to
How about
do.
Like digital IDs? Because these guys behind a CU Ledger, they're all into the digital ID with my CU ID and stuff like that. Because that's another contact center tool that could be used as well, from what I've heard.
Yes, and we were just talking last week about how we authenticate our members. So when they call or through digital and I was at the Alchemy conference and talking about how credentials are essentially almost obsolete because they can be compromised.
Oh,
and
easily.
So learning about different ways to authenticate our member when they're interacting with us on the phone or in person or digitally. And just not using the credential base, but deploying a code so that they could interact and not running them through the rigid questionnaire and making them feel like criminal before
I've been a member for years.
Yes, why are you asking me all these questions?
Exactly.
So that was very interesting.
Don't you know me?
Yes.
Don't you know who I am?
Yes.
Type of thing. So what keeps you awake at night when it comes to innovation? Is it trying, because I'm assuming it's trying to keep up.
Yes.
With the innovation out there.
And probably narrowing your focus because it's easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
So keeping your focus narrowed and accomplishing a task before you move on and evaluating, but staying hyper-focused on your goal and not being distracted because there's so much to be distracted by. And then showing results, right?
Yeah.
So that's the other thing, is actually showing results.
Indeed. Does this conference help you out in that area, like probably talking to different vendors upstairs and things like that, or just going to different breakouts?
Yes, all conferences like this are great professional development opportunities, seeing other applications in action, being able to talk with colleagues that are using different applications and how they're using it. Very, very valuable.
Indeed, very cool stuff. All right, Shannon, I'll let you off the hot seat now, but anything else, any final words of wisdom from a rock star?
I was raised by a community of rock stars. We're all rock stars in the credit union world.
Of course,
of course.
All right, so it goes hand in hand.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, Shannon.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the time.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.